Good morning. Oh, good afternoon. Yes. Let's pray. Father, we love you. And this morning we just ask that the words being spoken will be your word, from your word, taught by your Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们求你的圣灵通过你的话语教导我们。
God, we ask that today you will be worshipped, that you will be praised.And that your name will be glorified.
主啊，我们今天单单来敬拜，仰望你的名。
We ask for your Holy Spirit to pour out, to teach us, and to remind us of who you are.
求你的圣灵充满我们，告诉我们你是谁。
We ask all this in Jesus' name.
耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
As I told the young people, I have a terrible memory.
就像我刚才跟小朋友讲的，我的记忆性特别不好。
There was a conversation I had about an hour ago where a person told me their name, and I immediately, as being told their name, forgot what their name was.
一个小时以前有一个人告诉我他的名字，他一告诉我，我就忘了。
My wife Melanie worries pretty deeply for me sometimes.
我老婆也非常知道这个事情。
There'll be times where I'll be going into the kitchen, she'll say, "Can you pour me a glass of water?"
有时候我要去厨房的时候，她跟我说，请你给我倒一杯水。
And I'll go and I'll.Pour a glass of water and I'll set it on the table and I will forget to bring it to her.
所以我到了厨房给她倒了一杯水放在桌子上就会忘了给她拿回去了。
So 2 or 3 hours later, she'll come back with a glass of water I poured and I'll remember, right, I was supposed to bring that to my wife earlier today.
两个小时以后她要自己去厨房把那杯水拿出来喝。
The kind of unfortunate thing about my memory is that I remember a lot of things that really are not very important.
但是特别不好的是，我会记住一些鸡毛蒜皮的事情。
For example, like I said, I forget people's names quite commonly, but I can tell you every single player on the 1999 World Series Yankee team.
我虽然记不住人名，但是我竟然能够记到1999年洋基队他们比赛时候所有的球员的名字。
I think I was 7 years old when this moment happened.
那个时候我可能才7岁。
And I remember clearer than it happened yesterday.
好像就像昨天发生的一样。
It's kind of funny how often we remember unimportant things in our life and forget things that are much more important.
所以我们特别可笑的是，经常记住一些鸡零狗碎的事情，却记不住重要的事情。
And the text we're dealing with today actually speaks about memory.
今天讲的也是跟记忆有关的。
The importantmessage that David is trying to get across is Israel must remember what God has done.
今天讲读的诗篇105就是大卫跟以色列人讲说你们一定要记住一些事情。
Here's our text. I'll read it in English. It says, Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell all of his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name.Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord with strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that he has done, his miracles, his judgment, and the things he has said. O offspring of Abraham, servant of the children, excuse me, his servant, children of Jacob, his chosen ones.
105, 刚就是刚才我们读诗篇105 1到6节。
The first point that we need to speak on when we look at this text is remember what God has done.
我们第一个要点就是要记住神曾经做的事情。
The entire psalm is a call to remember all that God has done for his people.
整个的诗篇105都是在提醒神的子民要记住耶和华所做的事情。
We can actually break this down section by section into the five passages or the five...calls that David has for the people.
我们可以把它分解成五个部分，就是大卫所回想的。
First, David speaks of in verses 8 to 11 God's covenant with the patriarchs.
第一部分，大卫在回想神与祖先所立的约。
Second, in verses 12 to 15, it's his care of Israel while they were strangers.
第二个部分是当他们寄居的时候得到神的庇佑。
Third,God raises up Joseph to be the shepherd and the stone of Israel.
第三部分就是回想神怎么样提拔约瑟成为以色列的牧者和磐石。
Fourth, God allows Israel to increase in Egypt and delivers them from slavery.
第四部分就是神让以色列民在埃及繁盛，并且带领他们出埃及。
And lastly, in verses 39 to 45, he took care of them in the wilderness, and he took care of them while they settled Canaan.
第二，最后一部分就是神在旷野对以色列人的供应，并且带领他们进入迦南地。
The Hebrew people were constantly encouraged by their ancestors' relationship with God.
希伯来人他们经常能够知道自己祖先和耶和华之间的事情，并且被这些事情所鼓舞。
They took hope in the fact that God had taken care of their fathers and their grandfathers and so on.
因为他们知道神对他们的祖宗、老祖宗非常好，所以他们就很有希望。
And there are dozens of passages.Where a person is troubled and they say, I'm nervous, but I remember that God has come through for me before.
诗篇里面很多章节，这个人都是觉得非常的，有非常的难过，但是呢，他又知道说神肯定会来救他。
And this is what David is doing. He's trying to remind the people of all of the times God has come through for Israel.
这就是大卫在这里面做的事情。来提醒以色列人，告诉他们神所为他们做的事情。
Sure, we have studied or at least know of the book of Judges.
就比如说以前《士师记》里面的故事。
David does not want to repeat the book of Judges.
大卫不想再重复《士师记》的故事。
Because the cycle of that book is Israel serves God, they forget God, they fall into sin.
因为《士师记》的主题就是。以色列人敬拜神，但是又远离神，然后又被惩罚。
And when they fall into sin, they are conquered and are again enslaved by someone else.
然后他们远离神以后，他们就被外族入侵征服，成为奴隶。
So David's hope for his kingdom is that they will not forget how good and patient the Lord is with them.
所以大卫就想让他的族民知道。神对他们有多么的恩典、慈爱和耐心。
Jesus also takes the importance of memory very seriously.
而且主耶稣也把这个记忆看得很重。
Some of my favorite passages are when he's challenging a Pharisee and he says, "Don't you remember what's written?"
我最喜欢的圣经章节就是耶稣跟法利赛人辩论的时候，会告诉他们说：“你们难道不记得啊，圣经里面写的？”
When he is having The Last Supper with his disciples, he says, "Do this so you will remember me and what I'm doing."
他在最后的晚餐跟他的门徒也说，你们当如此行，为的是纪念我。
Essentially, what he's saying is, the work of Christ on the cross is something you should remember forever.
他告诉我们，就是说他在十字架上所成就的功，是我们应当一辈子都要去纪念、思考、思想的。
Doesn't just mean knowing that it's a historical event.
不仅仅是要记住历史上的事情。
But have you ever noticed that it becomes very difficult to sin when you are focusing on and remembering the work of Christ on the cross?
当我们牢记主耶稣在十字架上成就的事情的时候，我们就非常的不愿意去犯罪了。
Many times in my life, I'm about to make a very poor decision.And the Lord's cross pops into my mind.
我的人生中好几次，我马上就要干坏事的时候，脑海里突然浮现出十字架的景象。
Sometimes I worry about how good our memory is as a church.
所以我有的时候会担心，作为一个教会，我们的记性实在太差了。
Because it's very important to remember the historical things that have happened.
因为记住以前的事情很重要。
But it's also important to remember that those events thousands of years ago change how I live today.
不仅仅要记住，你还要知道几千年前发生那些事情也会改变你今天的人生。
Jesus' work on the cross changes how I live today.
主耶稣在十字架上所做的工改变了我今天的生活方式。
Do we agree with that?
你们同意吗？
Is there an amen and a hallelujah to that?
没有人讲 amen。Hallelujah.
The work of Christ changes who I am today.
主耶稣的做的工改变了今天我的生活。
And so even though it's very important to remember the past, It is also important to remember that God is active today.
虽然记住以前的事情很重要，更重要的是我们要知道神今天还在做事。
The Old Testament is full of passages saying, remember what God has done for you in the past.
旧约里面写的满纸都是告诉我们记住以前的事情。
Remember how deeply he cared for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
要记住神有多么的关心亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、以色列。
But they were taught to remember those things so that they would live a holy life now.
让他们记住这些事情的目的是让他们今天能够有一个圣洁的生活。
Does this make sense?
这样是不是，
I heard a preacher put it this way.
有一个牧师曾经这样讲。
He said, if I know that America declared independence in 1776, but I still live as a British citizen, then that event has not changed who I am.
有一个人曾说，如果我心里面清楚，1776年的时候，我们已经有了独立宣言，但是我的日常生活还是好像我们仍旧是，这个大不列颠的殖民地一样，那么这个独立宣言对我就没有任何作用。
I remember July the 4th, 1776, very, very well. Not because I was there.
我非常清楚1776年7月14号发生的事情，不是因为我当时在那儿。
I remember it because it has changed my identity as an American.
我知道那件事情，并且这件事情因为它改变了我作为一个美国人的身份。
I'm concerned about our church because most of us live in anxiety.
我非常担心今天的教会，因为我们很多人都还是生活在焦虑当中。
I should make a comment. I don't mean this church lives in anxiety. I mean the church across America lives in anxiety.
我不是说我们这个教会在焦虑当中，我是说整体的教会全都是有这个倾向。
We are still so concerned with worldly things.
因为我们还是担心的世上的事情。
We're concerned with money, we're concerned with reputation and prestige.
我们担心金钱、名誉、地位。
A big one we're dealing with right now is parents are so concerned about what college their children are going to be able to get into.
今天很多家长最担心的是自己的小孩以后会上什么学校。
Those are important things.
这些事情很重要。
But they pale in comparison to what we are supposed to live for.
但是跟我们应该生活出来的样式对比一下，这些事情就无关紧要了。
Have we forgotten what Christ paid for our freedom?
我们难道忘了主耶稣为我们得自由所付上的代价？
Have we forgotten why Christ has called us to live holy lives?
我们难道忘了主耶稣呼召我们去做过一个圣洁的生活？
It's not so I can be rich, famous, and go to Harvard.
并不是说让我能够变得有钱，能够上哈佛。
So I can follow whatever path God has set before me.
就是让我能够追随主耶稣基督的脚踪去走他的路。
By the way, I don't mean to chastise you if you are going to Harvard. We have 4 students at our church. That's why I bring that school up.
我顺便说一下，你们如果有上哈佛的，我并没有责怪你。
But so often our focus becomes things of the world rather than things that God has done for us.
我只是想说，太多的时候，我们所关注的是世上的事情，而不是神的事情。
The Hebrew people love to make monuments.
希伯来人也很喜欢赚钱。
If we can go back one slide and look at the paintings, you'll see an image of the monuments that Israel has built.
我们可以往回翻一页，可以看到当时以色列人所盖的一个纪念碑。
There's many times in the scriptures where it says that.The Hebrews would build a monument after God did something, and then the line says, and it's still standing there today.
经文里面经常会读到，当神为以色列民做了一些事情之后，这些人就马上去建一个纪念碑，并且会说，这个纪念碑今天还在。
The reason these people did this is so that when something else bad happened, they could point to the monument and say, I already know that God has come through for us.
他们做这个纪念碑的目的就是，如果哪一天坏事发生了，他们可以指着这个纪念碑说：“我记得当年神曾经做了这样的事情为我们。”
They could point to an object and say, this is when God came through us at this time. And this is when God came through us this time. And it would build them. It would encourage them.
他们可以指着一个一个纪念碑数算说这个碑是那个时候发生了什么事情神怎样拯救我们这个是那个时候发生了什么事情神怎样拯救我们一件一件的会数算过来
And so often in my life God will come through for me and the very next day I have already forgotten what God has done
但是很多时候就像在我的生活中神一次一次拯救我但是仅仅是第二天过后我就忘了
What do we do so that we know so that we remember what God has done for us today and yesterday and the day before that
所以我们要做什么能够让我们能够牢记神以前昨天今天为我们所做的事情呢
I think we could use some monuments in our life
我想我们也可以在人生中建一些纪念碑来帮助我们回忆。
We could use some reminders that God has already come through for us.
我们可以用一些东西来帮助我们回想神曾经为我们所做的。
When I was in college, I had a very rough semester.
我念大学的时候有一段时间非常的困难。
I was very ill. Pretty much every night I would lean over a garbage can and get ready to vomit.
我有一段时间病得很厉害，基本上每个晚上都要趴在那个马桶前面吐一阵。
Now, just a little bit about me. There's nothing I hate more in this world than throwing up.
其实我是非常讨厌在外这个呕吐这个事情的。
A friend of mine saw that I was in really quite deep pain for almost a year.
有一个人看我这样，病了差不多一年。
And he said, "Can I pray for you?"
他说我可以为你祷告吗
And as I'm leaning over a toilet in our, because we were in a dorm, so we all had to share a bathroom, all 20 of us.
因为我住在学生宿舍，我们好几个人分享一个洗手间。
I was standing over a toilet, feeling like I was going to throw up. He laid his hand on my stomach and he prayed for me.
我就站在马桶前面，感觉就马上要吐的时候，他就把手放在我的背肚子上给我祷告。
The nausea left.I did not get sick, and I have not thrown up since that day.
就从那以后，我就马上就不觉得恶心了，也就没有再吐过。
2 weeks later, I was getting very nervous.
两周以后，我非常就感到很紧张。
Because it was almost that time of evening where I would start to feel sick.
因为已经到了那个我平时会觉得恶心的时候了。
And so I opened my drawer and I pulled out my big bucket of Tums.
所以我就打开抽屉，拿出我的这些药。
I put a new garbage can liner in my tiny little garbage can.
我在我的垃圾桶上还放了一个塑料袋。
And I prepared myself to get sick.
我就等着要吐了。
I didn't get sick.
可是却没有觉得恶心。
The same friend came in and he said, "Don't you remember we prayed for you and God took that away from you?"
结果为我祷告那人进来告诉我说，哎，你难道忘了那天我们为你祷告，神已经医治你了？
Why are you anxious?
你怎么还这么紧张呢
This just happened.
这个刚刚没多久以前的事啊。
I could have used a monument. I could have used something to remind me that God has already won this battle in my life. It's time to move on to the next.
所以我真的是需要一些东西帮助我回想神曾经为我做的事情，这样我才可以走前面的路。
You need to be better at remembering what God has done.
我应该学会好好去。记下这些事情。
And when we remember what God has done, we go to number two. We tell others what God has done.
当我们回想记忆神为我们做的事情的时候，我们同时还要走出去告诉别人神的作为。
The really unfortunate thing about remembering is it can't stop there.
作为回忆，有一件事情要记住说，不能仅仅停止于回忆。
We remember what God has done because it changes our lives.
我们要记住神的作为，因为他的作为改变了我们的生命。
In college, I was afraid of getting sick.
我上大学的时候很怕，就又去呕吐。
But because I know what God has done for me, I'm not afraid of being sick anymore.
但是因为我知道神在我身上做的事情，我现在再也不怕了。
Maybe some of us in our life before Christ, we were not living a very healthy lifestyle.
也许我们当中某些人在认识主之前，我们的生活方式并不健康。
But because what because we remember what Christ has done for us, we change how we live.
但是因为我们牢记主耶稣为我们所做的，我们就不再像以前那样生活。
Does everyone agree with me?
你们同意吗？
There's a lot of very stoic faces out here.
有很多人脸色凝重。
We've changed how we live because of Jesus, right?
因为主耶稣，我们改变了我们的生活方式。
We're not the same because of what Christ has done in our lives, right?
因为主耶稣为我们做的，我们再也不是以前那个自己了。
So if we are different, if we have changed, then shouldn't we be excited to tell others about that?
如果我们自己有这样的改变，难道不愿意去告诉别人吗？
If God has impacted me, if God has saved me, if God has taken care of me, I should want to let other people know that that's open to them as well.
如果神曾经照顾我、帮助我、改变我，我真的很想告诉别人。
Evangelism is much more than sharing the gospel.
传福音不仅仅是去讲述福音。
Evangelism is a lot more than knowing the Bible.
传福音也不仅仅是知道圣经说的事情。
Evangelism is a lot more than sharing information.
传福音也不仅仅是去分享一些信息。
Good evangelism happens when the truth of the gospel comes together with how God has changed our lives.
好的传福音就是让人们能够看到，在福音的作用下，我们的生命得到的改变。
That doesn't seem exciting to very many of you.
好像对你们来讲不是很激动的事情。
That excites me.
但是却让我很激动。
That energizes me.
让我觉得非常的得到能力。
God is not asking me to teach a textbook.
神没有让我去给人家讲一个课本。
He is saying, Jeremiah, do you see how I've changed your life?
他说，耶利米，你看没看到我怎么样改变你的生活？
Do you see how I've brought you to a person that you didn't want to be, to this person that you are now?
你看，我让你从你都自己不想成为那个人，成为你现在所是的这个人。
Do you see how God has taken us from sinner and rejected and taken us to accepted children?
你看神怎样把我们从一个被弃绝的人、罪人变成一个被神所爱的孩子。
If you have experienced that, that is what God wants you to share.
如果你曾经经历过这样的事情，那就是神想让你去分享给众人的。
Don't get me wrong, sharing Jesus Christ and his death on the cross is the most important thing.
我不要误会，因为我们分享主耶稣并他钉十字架是最重要的事情。
But it is also imperative that we share how Christ's death has changed who I am.
但是必须的是，我们也要去与人分享神的救恩如何改变了我们的生命。
Has Jesus changed you?
主耶稣有没有改变你的生命呢？
I'm asking, you don't have to answer me out loud.
我只不过问一下，你不用大声的回答。
But answer this question to yourself, has Jesus changed you?
你自己回想一下，主耶稣有没有改变你？
Has Jesus made you better?
主耶稣有没有把你变成更好的人？
Has Jesus answered some kind of prayer in your life?
主耶稣有没有回应过你的祷告？
That is what you can share.With your neighbor, with your colleague, with your friends.
这些都是你应该和你的家人、朋友、同事分享的。
I do not have the gift of evangelism.
Sorry.
I don't have the gift of evangelism.
我传福音并没有什么特别的才能。
I know a lot of theology.
我知道很多神学理论。
But I have a very hard time convincing people to follow Jesus with the amount of theology I know.
但是用我这些神学理论，我发现很难劝说人来信主。
I went to school with a man that did not know any theology.
我跟我一起念书的时候，有一个人，他什么神学都不懂。
In fact, I disagreed with him on every theological conclusion he would make.
而且事实上，他每说的一个话，关于神学的见解，我都不同意。
And yet, every single time I went out with this man.Someone in the room would come to Christ because of him.
但是每一次我跟他出去，就会遇到，总会遇到一个人会因为他所说的东西而信主。
We would go to dinner, and he would overhear a conversation of another diner.
比如说我们一起去吃饭，他就听到别的桌子有人在说话。
And he would just say a phrase that would make the person weep.
Make a person what?
Cry.
Oh.
Weep.
他只要说一句话，就能把那个人说哭了。
It's infuriating. Because I knew so much more than he did.
这个对我来说很震撼，因为我自认为我懂得比他多多了。
I knew so much more about the Bible than he did.
我对圣经的了解比他要熟多了。
But he was really good at sharing what God had done in his life.
但是他非常擅长把神在他生命中所做的事情与人分享。
And as he shared with that person, they would find all these things in common.
当他这样与人分享的时候，他的听众就觉得跟他有共同的语言。
And random people that we met on the street would open up to him about their deepest, darkest secrets.
甚至我们不认识陌生人，也能向他敞开心扉，把自己最深的这个黑暗的东西跟他分享。
It's because he remembered what God had done in his life.
就是因为他牢记了神在他生命中所做的事情。
And because of what God had done in his life.
就是因为神在他的生命中所做的。
People connected with him.
别的人就觉得能够跟他有一种连结。
People would listen to what he had to say.
别人就愿意听他说话。
And in 3 years of going to school with this man, I saw 30, 40 people come to Christ because of his stories.
就跟这个人一起念书的三年，我看到有三四十人都是在他的带领下认识主的。
Every single evangelism story should be about how God has made me better.
每一个传福音的过程都应该是向别人能够看到神让我变成一个怎样的人。
Because when we talk about Christ's work on the cross, the central focus is that I deserve none of this.
因为每当我们谈到主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的，中心就是说我本人根本就配不上这些事情。
But look what God has done anyway.
但是看看主耶稣还是这样为我成就。
Do you believe that God is active in your life?
你相不相信神在你生命中是真实的？
What I mean to say is, do you believe that God is still working in you?
你相不相信神仍然在你的生命中在做工？
If you do, then that is a part of you sharing the gospel.
如果你相信，那么你所分享的福音就应该体现出来。
Do you remember where you came from?
你想想你以前是什么样的？
Do you remember who you used to be?
你以前是个什么样的人？
Do you remember the you that existed before Jesus?
你以前是如何抵挡主耶稣的？
And do you see where God has brought you now?
你看，你想看到神如何带领你认识他？
How are we to comfort one another?
我们怎样安慰彼此呢？
If we cannot point to how he has impacted us today,
如果我们不能够让人看到神在我们生命中所做的工，我们如何给彼此带来安慰呢？
How are we going to share the goodness of the cross if we cannot point to how it impacts us today?
如果我们不能指出主耶稣的十字架在我们生命中所做的改变。我们怎么样告诉人们说他的十字架是好的呢？
The greatest cause of young people leaving the church is bad experiences with people in the church.
年轻人离开教会最主要的一个原因就是因为他们在教会遇到了虚伪的人，不好的人。
Do you know that?
你们知不知道？
That means Christians are driving away more Christians than anyone else.
就意味着说所谓基督徒，就是把基督徒赶出教会的原因。
Maybe our memory isn't so great.
因为我们的记性太差。
Maybe we don't remember what was effective in our lives.
因为我们不记得我们的生命是被什么改变。
And so my challenge is to think back to that moment where Christ saved you.
所以我要向大家发出挑战，你回想一下主耶稣挽救你的那个当口。
Do you remember the moment when you were rejected And Jesus called you to be accepted.
你记不记得当你被弃绝的时候，主耶稣如何呼召你，让你成为被接纳的？
Let me tell you, as a recently young person, I wanted to be accepted more than anything else.
我跟大家分享一下，作为一个年纪比较大的年轻人，我还真的是非常渴望被大家所接纳。
And the church rejected me.
但是我曾经被教会所拒绝。
And so now when I deal with young people,
所以我现在在年轻人当中做的就是
The most important thing for me to teach them is that Christ accepts them.
我真的是非常要跟他们分享的一件事，就是说主耶稣接纳你。
Because I remember what it felt like to be rejected.
因为我知道被人弃绝是什么样的感受。
If we remember what God has done in our lives,
如果我们记住主耶稣在我们生命中所做的，
then the way we interact with people has to change.
那么我们与人的交往和人的关系就会改变。
There's one last story I want to tell.
我再讲一个故事。
A few months ago, I was interacting with a family.A Chinese family.
几个月前，我曾经有跟一个华人家庭打过交道。
And I asked the student what did they need from God? What did they need Jesus to do in their lives?
我问一个学生说，你觉得主耶稣要在你生命中做什么？
And the student said, I'm having a hard time at school, and I feel very lonely.
这个学生说，我在学校非常的孤单，感觉很不好。
And one of the older folks.From a different family chimed in and said, "If you think school is hard, you should have grown up in China in the '60s."
另外一个长辈年长的人就说，哦，你觉得上学很累吗？那你想不想回到六十年代，在你想想在国内上学是个什么样子
？We had a conversation with that older gentleman to say, maybe that's not the best way to speak to young people.
我跟那个长辈就说啊，也许你这样子劝年轻人。不是很好。
Instead, why not remember all of the hard times that God got you through?
为什么不让我们回想一下神所帮助我们度过的那些艰难时光呢？
And use that to encourage this young person who's struggling.
用这样的事情来鼓舞这个年轻人呢？
Because I know my life has been very easy so far.
因为我知道我自己的生活还是比较平顺的。
And I know that many of you have lived much more difficult lives than I have.
我知道你们当中很多人比我的生活要坎坷。
But I also know that God has brought you to this place just like He has brought me.
但是我也知道神把你带到今天的境况，就好像他曾经带领我一样。
And if we both remember that, then we can encourage each other.
如果我们各自都牢记神在我们生命中所做的工作，我们可以用这样的事情来鼓舞彼此。
Don't you want to be a church that remembers?
你愿不愿意做一个牢记神的作为的教会呢？
Not remembers the bad, but remembers all of the good things that God has poured out on your congregation.
不是记住那些不好的事情，而是牢记一切神所带来的恩典。
We need to remember what God has done.
我们需要记住神的作为。
And once we remember, we need to tell others.
我们记住以后要去告诉别人。
Simple enough.
非常简单。
But very challenging.
但是很有挑战性。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we praise you and we thank you for how patient you are.
天父啊，我们为你的对我们的恩典耐心而献上感谢。
I thank you for how patient you are with my terrible memory.
感谢你容忍我自己这样坏的记忆。
Because God, I confess that so often I forget how good you have been to me.
因为我承认我经常忘了你对我有多好。
I forget so often that I do not need to be worried about the things I am concerned for.
我经常忘了你不要让我忧虑而选择去忧虑。
So God, we ask that you help me remember.
主啊，我们求你帮助我们回想。
God, I ask that you help us in this room remember.
帮助在座的每一位回想。
Help us remember not just what you did thousands of years ago on the cross.
帮助我们不仅仅记住你在两千年前在十字架上所成就的。
But help us remember that your sacrifice changes who we are today.
并且让我们牢记 你所付上的代价改变了我们今天的生命。
We are changed because of your goodness.
因为你的美善，我们被改变。
We are transformed because of your sacrifice.
我们被心意更新，就是因为你所献上的。
And because of that, we want to live better lives today.
因为你的牺牲，我们愿意做一个更好的生活。
So Father, because of your sacrifice, help us be the obedient children you have called us to be.
主啊，因为你的摆上，求你帮助我们做一个更加顺服的人。
Help us serve you better.
让我们更加能够愿意服侍。
Help us love you more.
更加爱你。
All these things I ask in Jesus' holy and precious name.
我们耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.